Good morning, everybody. Let me grab something off camera here. Elder transition update. Did that just so my wife would laugh in the next room. And no one's made a jingle for us yet, so what in the world? So we're doing these elder updates weekly because we've learned over the years that one thing we've struggled with is not communicating efficiently to everybody. So bear with us if this seems like it's getting old to you. They're going to keep happening. We're even going to do it via this route. So hang in there with us, especially in this time when we're in the midst of a pastoral transition. For those of you who are not up to speed on that, Brandon has stepped down from pastoring at LBCF. So now you're up to speed. We're in the midst of a transition. And we've gone through, you all should have already done the survey sent out by our consultant that we hired. Today is the very last day to do that. Like 11:59 p.m. tonight, it's closed. So you can't do it anymore. So if you haven't done it, you're already on a device, computer or something, just click on over and do that. Because the more feedback we get, the better it is. And in talking about that survey and kind of the transition, I'll try and give you a timeline, not a timeline, but how things are going to work moving forward. Obviously, things have changed. So survey closes today. The consultants and Elmore and Associates were supposed to fly out here, visit our church building in person, have several meetings with staff, elders, all that stuff. So now we're transitioning to try and set up virtual meetings with everyone. And in that, we were also supposed to have several focus groups from randomly selected people from the community to try and get a snapshot of the community. So those are also going to be different. They're still going to happen. We're probably going to do something virtually, maybe something similar to like a Zoom conference like this. So we're still working out those details with the consultant, but that's the process. And then after those things happen, between the survey, the focus groups, meeting with the staff and elders, the consultant is going to compile all the information and give us good feedback on how to move forward in this. So it's important that we get your feedback in those surveys because we are the church. Your voice matters, how you want to see this pastoral team set up, what you love, what you don't love, all those things. So do it. It's important. Now I also get the honor of giving a financial update. So as you can imagine, things right now are dicey nonetheless, because no one knows what's happening. Financially, some people are out of work, all that stuff. So we understand it. And we also want to keep you guys up to date with what's going on in our finances. Last time, Gina gave an update. Now we have a few months, or a month has passed, and we have more information. So I have fancy tech right now, so bear with me. We have a new slide. Okay, I'm trying not to wiggle this while I do it, but there it is. So this is a slide showing you just a graph of how we're doing. Based on the eight months from July 1st, 2019 through February 29th, 2020, offerings and gifts were roughly $407,000. This averages out monthly to a monthly income of approximately $51,000. Our expenses were roughly $426,000. This averages out to about $53,000 a month. As such, our burn rate, which is the money that we're is approximately $2,000 a month, which is an improvement from the burn rate of $5,500 a month reported last time when Gina gave the update. However, rather than using any of our savings on a regular basis, it would be prudent to begin building our savings, considering uncertainties on the horizon. So we've done a really good job as a team, staff especially, of cutting expenses over the last year or two. So we want to give a big shout out to the staff right now. They've done an amazing job of cutting expenses. However, many of our expenses are fixed. Our rent, or sorry, our mortgage for the building, the rent for the parking lot, electricity, salaries, all those things are fixed. So it's important that we continue to give. And over the next months, we're continuing to work our budget for next year. And we're going to try to consider all these things, especially with social distancing. How we do things moving forward is changing what we do. So you can continue to give online. It's super easy through the Planning Center, the app, the website, whatever. You can continue to send in checks for the time being. Postal service is still open. And if you ever have any questions, please feel free to email info@LBCF or elders@LBCF. And we can answer those for you. So we're doing good, guys. So hang in there, everybody. We're gonna make it. And I would just say on a personal note right now, if you're feeling distant from people, if you're feeling lonely, likely other people are too. So take the initiative and reach out to someone, even if it's a phone call. It's 2020. We have all kinds of tech that we can FaceTime, we can video conference, everything. And that is better than nothing. So that's all I have right now. Grace and peace to you all. And now, JC is going to share some important announcements.